Companies with city contracts of at least $200,000 are already required to report job openings ex-offenders may be able to fill, document ex-offenders they hire, or explain why they haven't hired any. But Councilman Dennis says checking off a box of a form isn't proof of a good faith effort.
Basically, wasn't worth the paper that was written on, to be honest with you.
Dennis says the city is paying more than $1 million to train ex-offenders through the sheriff's office and three nonprofits. His bill would mandate new contractors engage with one of those four programs.
To see if there are any ex-offenders who are qualified and at least consider them for employment.
He says before they're awarded a dime, the contractors would have to provide a certified affidavit they've engaged with one of the programs. The contractors, which could be anything from a construction company to an auto mechanic, would have to provide job openings and job descriptions to the trainers. They would then be provided a list of ex-offenders who may be qualified.
A lot of those ex-offenders, they're good people that made a mistake, and this is an opportunity for them to get a second chance in society.
Companies that do less than $200,000 in business with the city would be exempt from the requirements. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.